The Mississippi legislature has earmarked $1 million for Natchez infrastructure projects, including the replacement of the aging Canal Street Bridge. The money is tucked into a bill the House and Senate passed yesterday for various local projects throughout Mississippi. The bill goes to Governor Tate Reeves for him to sign into law. For replacing the Canal Street Bridge, the city in February got $2 million from the U.S. Congress. However, about $4 million more is needed, according to Natchez Mayor Dan Gibson. Easter weekend is the biggest weekend of the year for crawfish in Louisiana.
As is usually the case the week leading up to Easter, crawfish prices have largely held steady over the past 7 days.
About $3.50 a pound for live crawfish and about a little over $6 a pound on average for boiled crawfish.
Lainey King, the co-founder of the crawfish app, says while that's about the same as the price last Easter, it's about 75 cents to a dollar a pound higher than what it usually is around Easter. She says the calendar may have something to do with that.
The later Easters tend to have lower prices, but I say all that, and last year, later in April, prices were about the same.
I'm Andre Champagne.
Officials with the Mississippi State University Extension Service say the state's blueberry industry has been struggling with fewer acres and it absorbed a smaller setback with a freeze in mid-March. Jeremy Edwards, blueberry grower and owner of Great Southern Farms in Richton, says his 160 acres of blueberries in Perry County lost maybe as much as 20% of the fruit on his southern highbush shrubs. Edwards expects to have an average production year with blueberry harvest beginning in late April and finishing around the 4th of July. Electricity bills are rising, and a Pelican Institute for Public Policy report recommends changes to the existing regulatory framework to keep electricity rates in check.
Director of the Center for Energy at the Pelican Institute, Melissa Landry, says between 2024 and 2025, Louisiana customers saw power costs rise 14%. And bills in March were on average $10 more than the previous year.
It's clear that costs are really rising quickly and families are struggling.
So what can be done about it? Landry says several things, including allowing large factories or data centers to
build or buy their own power.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
The Mississippi River in Natchez Vidalia is at 26.99 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at ListenUpYall.com.